Day 317, or November the 13th. Surely I have to do something. Our thoughts today come from Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. As an example to all of us, Paul turns to the father of Judaism, Abraham, and reminds his readers that the law of Moses wasn't around until centuries after the time of Abraham, and when God declares Abraham as righteous, there is no record of Abraham having done anything to earn such an accolade. In fact, he hadn't even been circumcised. He was later, but when God announced him to be righteous or acceptable, circumcision hadn't even been introduced. So what was Paul trying to say? Surely it's this. We are only seen as right in God's eyes when we have faith in him and believe in him and trust in him. It's belief and state of heart, not simply work and effort. And now today's action step. Our verse today is very stark. It's an either-or, which means there is no middle-of-the-road compromise. It's one or the other, and that's it. Paul makes it very clear to his readers when he declares that doing wrong and turning your back on God gives you the right to die. That's all. You've earned it. That's why it's called wages. You've worked hard for it, because life can be a struggle at times, can't it? Struggling on and on, with only the grave as your reward, confirms to me why most people will do anything to stay alive as long as possible. So what's the alternative? It's a gift, not a right or a privilege, but a gift. Instead of physical death that's been earned, it's a gift of eternal life from God through Christ, which is yours for the asking. Death or life, and no one can choose for you. Some of us hate making decisions and saunter through life making as few as possible. This is one you have to make, and in reality you say no if you do nothing. Surely this is worth a moment's thought, and maybe yet another reminder to listen to Day 21 again.